The idea is that we want to bring some holiday cheer to men and women who are serving in the armed forces, no matter where they happen to be. And as a result of an outgrowth of the military suspending its Any Soldier Anywhere program a few years ago, where anyone could jot a card to any soldier and pop it in the mail and it would get to some G.I. Joe or Jane, we decided to pick up that baton a couple of years ago with the help of Pitney Bowes. So what we've come up with is Holiday Mail for Heroes, which we kicked off on Veterans Day with a big event at our headquarters downtown, including the singer Amy Grant. And what we're asking people to do is, as they get their holiday card list together or they start getting those boxes out and the decorations out, take a moment or two and just say thank you to a serviceman or woman. You don't have to know who they are. You don't have to send them a huge, long message. The idea isn't to be a pen pal. It's just to say thanks for your service. And we appreciate that during this time of the year when family means so much, these folks are far away from their family. They're often cold or they're hot or they're lonely. They're working hard and they're usually in very dangerous situations. So we just want to take that time to say thanks. And that's really how the program got going, and that's where we are.
So how does it work? How do you get the card to the service member?
Well, when someone pops a card to the address, which I'll give out in a minute or two.
And we'll link that at federalnewsradio.com.
Terrific. We appreciate that. What's going to happen is those cards are going to be collected by Pitney Bowes, which has a huge scanning center outside of town in Capitol Heights. And they'll scan those cards for biohazards. And once those cards are scanned, they come back to the Red Cross. We distribute them to 300 chapters across the country and our main national headquarters down at 17th Street. And we're going to be sorting these cards. When the cards are sorted to look for any inappropriate messages or anything like that.
So you open them, do you?
They come sliced. The envelopes will be sliced open by Pitney Bowes. We'll open the cards, look, and make sure. We're asking the people don't put pictures, or some people like to send photographs and personal information.
So you don't want that?
That out. No.
No.
And so that's what the sorting process is all about. Once that's finished, they go back to Pitney Bowes, which works with the Military Postal Service to distribute these cards not only to military stations across the country and overseas, but we'll also get them out to VA hospitals across the U.S.
And about how many of these pieces of mail ultimately get sent? Is this a national program?
That's been the great success story. This is our third year. We started the first year with 600,000 cards from the public. Last year, 1.5 million. And we're not putting a number or a goal on this. We're just going to sort of ride this one and see where it goes. But I wouldn't be surprised if we top two.
And so you have specific requests that you want to include in these cards. How do you title them? You title them to Dear Service Member, Family, or Veteran, or can you just pick one of those?
You can pick one of them. You can just say, you know, Dear Citizen, thank you so much for your service. It doesn't have to be anything formal. It would be the same way that you would address a Christmas card to a friend.
Okay. So Dear Military Person, or Dear Family of Military Person, or Dear Veteran, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but don't call them Marine Soldier.
No.
Or somebody in the Air Force, say a sailor.
I know. You do get into some trouble. Okay. And any other limitations we should know about?
Yeah, just one or two. Again, no personal information in the cards. And
what about a return address?
No need. No, in fact, we prefer not.
Okay.
What we do ask, though, and this is at the request of the folks in the military hospitals and the men and women who are going to get these cards, try to cut down on the glitter. Don't use a lot of glitter cards, because that glitter can rub off, and the military guys tell us that for the wounded men and women who are receiving treatment, that can be dangerous to them.
Okay, so no glitter.
Right.
And any other limitations?
No, not really. In fact, two things I want to bring up. You're not restricted to one card. You can send as many as you want. And they don't have to be individually enveloped. You can take 25 cards, pop them in a manila envelope, and send them to the address, and then that's fine. Each card doesn't require its own envelope. And also, I just want to let people know that this Saturday at our 18th Street building, we're having an event in which we're using the children of Red Cross. That sounds terrible, using the children. But we're the families and children of Red Cross employees and Pitney Bowes employees are getting together, and they're making cards. And these cards are going to be given specifically to GIs who are in Afghanistan and Iraq.
We're talking with Jonathan Aiken, Director of Media Relations and the American Red Cross spokesperson. And since we are talking to the Red Cross, I imagine there's other things that people can do that might benefit service members, especially those that are wounded. And I'm thinking of blood donation.
Any other kind of contributions that the Red Cross is involved in.
Sure, thank you. And blood donations are always important any time of year. And certainly the events that transpired at Fort Hood remind us that you never know when an emergency or an emergency need for blood is going to pop up. And we were fortunate in that we were able to assist the hospitals in that area with blood supplies. But now we need blood to replace the blood that's already gone out. So we always encourage people to take time and make an appointment to donate blood, because that can save, you know, that can save a life. It's the best and easiest thing that you can do. The other thing that you can do, and Jane, thanks for mentioning this, is we have a program called the Holiday Giving Campaign, A Gift That Can Save the Day. And what we encourage people to do is go onto our website and look for our holiday gift catalog. And what we're doing is we're encouraging folks to make donations that will allow us to provide the services to men and women, not only who may have lost their home in a fire or may have lost their property and as a result of a tornado or a flood, but also to assist our servicemen and women through the procurement of phone cards and other things that can make their life just a little bit easier. And the thing with the Red Cross that I don't think a lot of people know is that we are mandated. It's always been our core mission, but we are mandated to provide services to the men and women of our armed forces and their families. And nearly one in every four Americans has had some direct experience with the Red Cross serving the military. So it's a long part of our tradition, and we're really pleased that people have responded the way they have, not only to our holiday mail call, but also to our calls for help to help us help these men and women.
All right, so there is a deadline on holiday mail for heroes. That is Monday, December 7th?
Yep, we have to close the box then so that we can actually get this volume of material sorted and get that mail out in time for the holidays. Otherwise, we're going to be distributing cards way into the summer if we don't.
And yes, you definitely want them before Christmas.
Yeah, really. So Christmas in July, I guess, can be a good thing in Iraq, but, you know, you don't want to press it.
All right. No. The address is Post Office Box 5456, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20791-5456. And in case you didn't write that down, what do you mean? You don't have a pen right there? Ready? You can find it at federalnewsradio.com.
That's right.
And I just want to put in a word, too, for blood donation at your East Street Center. Very, very accessible to all federal employees right down in the heart of Washington. Free parking, painless, and there's a really great staff there, by the way. I'm a regular there, and you've got great people drawing the blood on East Street. And great cookies when you're done. That's right. Cookies and Coke and whatever you want to drink. Thanks for joining us.
Sure thing. Get that little sugar hit when it's finished. Guys, thanks so much for the time, and your listeners have a great day.